A year ago, two old adversaries took the first steps toward a new relationship. Last December, President Obama and Cuban leader Raúl Castro decided to move past 5 decades of hostilities and restore diplomatic ties. In 2016, Obama may even visit the island. NPR's Michelle Kellerman brings us up to date and tells us just what a presidential visit could accomplish.
The president of the U.S.-Cuba Trade and Economic Council likes to look at the numbers to see what's really happening in relations. John Kavalik says U.S. sales in healthcare products rose dramatically this year, while agricultural sales continued to fall.
U.S. visitors to Cuba are up anywhere from 50 to 57%. Dollar outflows to Cuba up 150%. Make two columns, and you have what's the U.S. gained and what's Cuba gained. Cuba has gained far more during the last year than has the U.S.
Even in the area of telecommunications, a priority for the Obama administration, U.S. companies have little to show but a couple of roaming agreements on the island. That might benefit U.S. visitors, but it's a far cry from what Secretary of State John Kerry told a prominent Cuban blogger in Havana in August.
We want every person in Cuba to be able to be connected. We have offered to, and we will help in every way possible to help provide that connectivity. Our companies are very anxious to become involved in Cuba in helping to create that connectivity.
The Obama administration must be disappointed by the results so far, says Kavalik, the head of the U.S.-Cuba Trade Council. Still, he sees President Obama continuing to ease restrictions on Cuba in 2016 so that it will be harder for the next president to change course.
Unfortunately, because of that and because the Cuban government knows he wants to go to Cuba and they know that he wants to create this landscape that can't be changed, Cubans being good negotiators, they're basically sitting back and waiting for more.
That's not to say President Obama shouldn't go, he adds.
He should go for the primary reason that he is the chief marketing officer of the United States.
Not so fast, says Ana Quintana of the Heritage Foundation, a conservative Washington think tank. She's urging the administration to tread carefully.
If the purpose of this new policy is to empower the Cuban people, I think it needs to be codified into law that specifically these new commercial exchanges shall not be with the Cuban military nor Cuba's intelligence services. We need to do it directly with the Cuban people, and that's not at all what's been done. The new areas that have been opened for commercial exchanges have been directly through the Cuban government.
And if President Obama wants to visit the island, she says he should consider meeting first with some of the dissidents whose rights have been eroded, even after diplomatic ties were restored. She doesn't see the U.S. making human rights a priority, though Secretary Kerry says he is.
There's got to be some progress in the context of human rights, because you can't normalize without that. There's no way Congress is going to vote to lift the embargo if they're not moving with respect to issues of conscience. And we've been very clear about that.
Kerry calls it a two-way street. President Obama told Yahoo News recently he'd like to go to Cuba if there's progress in the area of human rights. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.